people was mocking Jesus, says, "He saved others. He cannot save himself." It's so true. It's not Jesus cannot save himself, but for the sake of us, he preferred to die for us so that we can live. One of the phrases concerning Judas, so much that man but living in this world, we might ask the question, why God make Judas? If he had ever lived on earth, he would not betray Jesus. Or perhaps the same question, why God make us? If we are not on this earth, will we not sin? You prefer not to exist or exist? Oh, which one? You prefer to be on earth, right? But you sin. You tell Lord, why you make me? So I sin. Jesus did not make you to sin. You have a choice. Jesus made his Judas Iscariot. Well, if Jesus said if he does not exist, much better for him. But it's not that he made him. It's that he chose. He chose the contrary. For the sake of $30, he came from a rich family. He doesn't need that 30 bucks. He made his choice. So don't complain that why God made me. We have the choice to choose him or not to choose him. When we sin, we choose not to love. Don't blame that God made you this way. You have your whole freedom. You may say yes and no to temptation. Definitely, we are weak, easily yield to temptations. Otherwise, we won't sin. But is that the reason that God did make you? You complain to the Lord? So Jesus come on earth to be one of us. He understands our weakness. He knows that we are so weak, terribly weak. Also, humanly speaking, he cried in the Garden of Olives, "Lord, lift this cup." But then he, from the will, but it's not according to my will, but your will. You see, he can make a choice. We too, before all temptations, we can make our choice. We have all the graces to make the choice, say no to sin. But we prefer, don't tell me that God wants you to sin. You choose not to love. God made us all as a saint from the very beginning. But we choose. Doesn't matter. God knows we sin. Just sin no more. Come to him. He's waiting. He is God, pure love. He's forgetful of our sinfulness. You remember the parable of the prodigal son. The father is waiting for the youngest son to come home. Maybe after years, God is waiting. He is waiting. He's knocking at your door. Will your door be open for him? What makes Jesus suffer most is not great sinners, but the lukewarm people. That's what Jesus revealed to Sister Faustina. But cause him at the Garden of Gethsemane, all sweats of blood, not because of great sinners, just because of lukewarm people. Those people who claim they love Jesus, but not live up to their call. That hurt Jesus most. They have the name card, Catholic. They have the baptism certificate, Catholic. Jesus doesn't look at this certificate. He just looks at your life. Jesus is expecting, waiting. Don't worry, he forgives. Even the woman, you remember last week, the reading, the woman was caught and sent to Jesus. Shall we throw her to death? And Jesus says, those who have never sinned throw the first stone. So from one by one they left. And Jesus asked the woman, anybody condemn you? No. So I will not condemn you, but sin no more. Don't try the patience of God. Perhaps today is the last day for one of us on earth. We don't know. Anything can happen to our life. Just prepared. God is waiting. If you go before him and are ready, where will you be? You may say, oh, okay, go to purgatory. This is not the wish of God. He wants all of us to go to paradise. You know, the thief on the right hand, he just asked Jesus a little favor. Jesus, remember me when you go to paradise. What Jesus says, tonight you will be with me. And this person should commit a heavy guilt. Otherwise, he won't condemn to die on the cross. But tonight, you will be with me in paradise. You see, the love of God is like the ocean. Believe, trust, but also you have to stand up on the way to the cross. So many times Jesus fell on the ground. He got up because he saw us. For our sake, he stood up and carried on his cross until the cross. For our sake. Don't forget. Don't think Jesus died for all people, not for you. Perhaps only for you yourself. Jesus would stood up and walk for you alone. Believe that. You are loved immensely, uniquely, by Him. God called you by name, not only by time of baptism, but called you all the time. He just wants to tell you He loves so much. So just expect you to share His love for one another. This is the simplicity of calling to follow Him. You don't have to take vows, but you have to admit your sinfulness and stay and do not sin again. So let us respond to God's calling. God calls you by name. God loves you immensely. We do not love God so much because you don't love your neighbors. You think with your own human thinking, but Jesus not. Even Judas betraying Him, He never openly rebuked Him. He just said to Him, simply, what you have to do, you do it. He respect His decision for the sake of $30. Once He cannot change, God won't cut off His head to change Him. So much freedom. This is because of love. But you have a heart. Metanoia. Changing of heart. You have the grace. So it depends on you. You want it or not. That's why Jesus always saying, be humble. Prayerful. And trust in divine mercy. So let us pray for one another in silence for a moment, that we always be a follower of Christ with this simplicity, this humility, this trust.